Jim and Marjorie.
Jim and Marjorie now.
96.9 Boston Talks.
7:48 in the morning. It's 37, maybe 40 now, going up to a cloudy, showery 50 degrees. As he does every Friday morning at 7:45, we're joined from New Hampshire. We don't understand it either. We're the guy who will talk about things going on this weekend in Boston. That'd be Carl from New Hampshire. Hey, Carl.
Hey, good morning, Jim and Marjorie.
Hey,
good
morning, no more Carl. Jew Pond, right?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. I mean, by the way, you're from the neighboring town. You're from Milford, not Mount Vernon. But I'm hoping all your friends, after our campaigning, were part of the 104 who voted to change the name. Were they not?
Well, do you know that they actually burned an effigy of you on the town hall lawn last night? I don't think you have any idea, Jim, what's going on up here.
Well, actually, we won. It's all we care about, Carl. Hey, okay. Carl, what's going on in our neck of the woods, so to speak, this weekend?
Let me just say quickly, too, this whole pornography thing with Santorum, that's going to put a lot of farm animals out of work. I'm sure that's going to fly in the heartland.
That's totally true. Inappropriate. They need their income, too.
They do.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
People, too, sort of. Go ahead.
And kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this. In and around Boston this weekend, of course, the third annual St. Patrick's Day celebration.
That third?
The third annual. They're just getting going on it, Jim. That's at Lansdowne Pub tomorrow. Starts at 10 a.m., as the drinking always does for these events.
Yes.
Music, food, and beer. Listen to this. Performances by Ivy Leaf, which is not just the name of a band, but also the only thing a lot of people will be wearing by midnight.
Pretty good. Great
Whiskey Rebellion with lead guitarist Michael Graham.
No.
And, yeah.
Is that really the guy's name?
No.
Go ahead. Okay.
Whiskey Rebellion.
I got it. Fine.
And
okay.
Bear Fight.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you start drinking at 10 in the morning, the bears aren't the only things that'll be fighting, I'm sure. It's just not the worst holiday of the year.
No, it is not. I am emceeing the television coverage of the St. Patrick's Day breakfast, which we will simulcast here, NECN and 96.9, Sunday at 10 o'clock. No, it is not.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about it either, to tell you the truth, Carl.
Okay, fine. Now she's Irish. Next.
That's only if the people of Mount Vernon haven't found you by then and dragged you back up here.
Go ahead.
Wynton Marsalis.
He's fabulous.
Sunday.
Where is he?
Unbelievable, yeah. Boston Symphony Hall. The great trumpet player leads the famous 15-member Lincoln Center Orchestra. And what a great way to nurse your St. Patrick's Day hangover, huh?
He is really, I've never seen him, but I've heard a lot of his recordings. He is a genius. He is unbelievable.
The whole family is a genius, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally
yeah,
true.
Yeah, their dad, the brothers, the whole thing. But probably not a good hangover deal, you know, brass instruments.
Yeah, that's
point.
A very good point.
What else?
Nothing like a good trumpet solo Sunday morning. Spirit of Boston Flower Show Cruise.
Wow.
Yeah, this is Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Seaport World Trade Center. You know, nothing screams, "I'm all man," like a flower show cruise. So, men, be sure to wax away all of your body hair before attending this event. Oh, luncheon cruises aboard the Spirit of Boston are a nice intermission from the legendary Boston Flower Show. I mean, the Boston Flower Show is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a
huge,
big, huge
actually.
Deal. And it's absolutely gorgeous. I am a female, of course. I've been there
you
many times. And you just look at all these arrangements for these beautiful backyard displays and flower arranging.
Everybody says it's great.
Everything smells gorgeous, but you don't see many real men there. It is true.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty nice event. Also a good way to lower your testosterone level.
True.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You want to see the real Spirit of Boston go down to Southie a little after midnight on Saturday.
Okay, and there's a band in town I know that everybody loves in this neck of the woods, as I said. What is it?
Absolutely, the Dropkick Murphys.
Where are they?
Tonight, 6 p.m., House of Blues, the beloved local Celtic punk rockers will be bringing down the house, and I think they kind of go through the city all weekend, playing here and there.
You know, somebody said, I can't remember where I heard this, or maybe it was an email, the Red Sox should get rid of that horrible Sweet Caroline thing in the seventh inning, which is enough already, and have the Dropkick Murphys do something that everybody loves. I mean, that's what they should be doing. I mean, really. Okay.
I have to kind of agree with that. Sweet Caroline.
Oh, my God.
The worst song ever
written. The worst ever. Go ahead. What's next? By the way, did you see the picture of Caroline? You know, it's obviously written about Caroline Kennedy. Did you see the picture of her in a little skimpy bikini on either Boston.com or someplace the other
Caroline
day?
Caroline Kennedy?
Hello. I mean,
really?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Rick Santorum wanted it banned, by the way, after he saw it. Okay, what else?
I was going to say, get a good look before that's against the law.
Exactly. I said that already.
Listen to this. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Excuse me?
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Yeah, and what is that?
Well, it sounds like the answer to the post St. Patrick's Day question, where were you all night?
Oh, that is. That is
actually
really
a play
horrible.
Based on the legendary 1920s Chicago blues singer Gertrude Ma Rainey.
Yeah.
And the chuckle. Will you stop muttering underneath my Boston preview, please? It's actually a great play based on Gertrude Ma Rainey, who was a great blues singer from 1920s Chicago. And, talks about the sacrifices of African-American artists looking for fame in the 1920s, written by the late August Wilson. Isn't that a great name?
No. August Wilson. It is.
And by the way,
name.
Information on every one of these things is on the Jim and Marjorie page on 96.9. What's your final one there, Carl, from New Hampshire?
What makes you think it's my final? You're trying to push me out the door?
Because it's our show. Go ahead, next.
Okay. St. Patrick's Day Parade Family Friendly Zone.
Oh, yeah.
God.
That means it would have to be in Ohio.
Go ahead. Need that.
I was just going to say, South Boston Action Center, listen to this. This is their promo. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with pride, respect, and dignity. What? Respect and dignity? You know what? Maybe you folks ought to take your family friendly zone and just shut up. Oh, never mind. Listen. This may be the only safe place in Boston all weekend. This is Aunt Frank's attic. This is the bunker. It's the TMZ. So don't stick your head up, whatever you do. This
okay.
will be the only place safe in Boston.
Yeah.
We'll tell you when it's safe to come into the streets again.
Okay. Now, Carl, you're allegedly preparing performing, whatever it is, somewhere this weekend. Where would that be, please?
I will be doing my purely pornographic comedy tonight and tomorrow night at the Lots of Laughs Comedy Lounge, formerly Chuckles. That's Johnny Peasy's room.
Oh, he's great, yeah.
Yeah, at the China Blossom Restaurant in North Andover tonight and tomorrow night, and a great lineup of comics. So,
by the way, the website for that I just checked as you were speaking, chucklescomedyclub.com. Is that correct?
You got it.
No, you got it. Hey, Carl, have a great weekend. Great to talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you
Happy
very
St.
much,
Patrick's
Carl.
Day.
As always,
bottoms up.
Yeah, bottoms up to you too, my friend.